help you?
Hi. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. How can I help you?
Thank you. Hi. I was wondering if you could help me out. I wanted to be a lesbian for Halloween. How do you think I could put together a costume like that?
I didn't even hear what you want to do. What do you want to be? I don't understand.
I want to be a lesbian for Halloween.
You want to be a lesbian for Halloween?
Yeah.
Honey, I have no idea how you're going to put a lesbian costume together, okay?
I was thinking of maybe a bi-level wig or something, and maybe some, like,
a
flannel shirt. Do you think a strap-on might be too much?
What? That's being a butch. You want to be a woman that dresses up as a man then?
I want to look like, you know, the stereotype of what a lesbian would look like.
Well, see,
maybe I could just go to the local club.
There's two different types of lesbians. There's lipstick lesbians and there's butch lesbians. Okay?
All right.
So, do you know the difference?
Can you just give me a quick rundown, really quick?
Okay. Lipstick lesbians are feminine women that like women. Then you have the butch lesbians, where they are women that look like men.
Are there any of them that look like Harry Potter?
What? Is that just a smart question? Like, I don't understand that. Like, they look like Harry Potter? I don't understand.
No, because, you know, sometimes I've seen a few that they look very smart.
There's a lot of smart lesbian women. I don't understand what you're asking. That's the worst costume, really, to put together is to be a lesbian. And I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't even understand where the joke is on that.
That wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be a hit?
No, it would not be a hit.
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
I told her she was cute. She said, "You're cute for a girl. Look, I like you a lot, but I like to give head. I lay down on my bed," I said, "dry me." She said, "No, it's dick I'm after, darling," and she headed for the door. I said, "If it's dick you're after, darling, try my top dresser drawer. But I got small hands," I said, "they never go limp when I fuck. I got girl parts myself, so I know where's good to suck." She paused. I moved closer. She said, "I'm not sure I buy it," but her nipples perked, her pelvis jerked. She said, "I guess I'll try it." She stopped, dropped, rolled, paused, turned. And that night, I learned that skin is where this revolution gonna begin. Touching one woman at a time, showing there's no crime in feeling this good. God would be a dyke if she could find someone to hold her. Instead of holding her up as the dark image in the church of my bedroom, she stopped, dropped, rolled, paused, turned, spread, said, "Oh, God. Yeah, darling," I said. Anybody can bring you closer to Jesus.
Hello, you're listening to show number 14 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So, hi, thanks for tuning in, and it's been a minute, so I'm really glad to be back doing another show for you. Before I say anything, I would just like to say thank you very much to Alex Olson for lending me the piece that you heard just before this intro, Cute for a Girl, which is, I loved it, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with it already. And I'm a huge Alex Olson fan. She's representative of every reason in the world why I'm glad to be a woman. So you can check out her website at alixolson.com, A-L-I-X-O-L-S-O-N, where you can check out her upcoming shows, and she's doing a lot of good stuff in November. And you can friend her on her MySpace at Alex Olson also. So definitely give her a look up, because she's the real deal. So what else? there is some other exciting things going on without sounding like a commercial. I mean, it's just, I feel like I have so much to say. A very good friend of mine, Nikki, who does Remix Fridays in the city here in New York, she will be sponsoring the Lesbian Mafia. So I'm really excited about that. So through the month of November, there'll be Lesbian Mafia merchandise giveaways, t-shirts, CDs, things of this nature. I don't know. And this is very exciting, I have created my own very special recipe for an alcoholic beverage. It's a masterpiece. It's the Lesbian Mafia drink. And on one of these nights, the drink will be launched. And she's going to have a very sexy woman serving Lesbian Mafia shots and Lesbian Mafia martinis behind the bar. So, and I cannot give out the secret ingredient just yet because it's very secretive. It's clandestine. It's highly confidential for the moment. I will be revealing the ingredients very soon, probably on the next show, which I hopefully will not be posting too far into the future. But I can just let you know now that it is a very different spin on an alcoholic beverage, being that drinking is so very unhealthy. Increases your risk of cancer, breast cancer in particular, and all types of other just terrible illnesses. And so I'm not a huge advocate of drinking per se, but I do like alcohol. I don't drink it too much. This will have a different spin because this will be as healthy a possible a drink that you could possibly order. And please contact me for information if you would like to serve this drink in your bar. So yeah, we're going to try to keep it exciting, so I'll keep you posted with any changes of, you know, how we're going to mix that up a little and make it exciting. But there's lots of good things going on over there at Remix Fridays. So lots of good things happening in there. And the address there is 24 Murray Street between Church and Broadway. If you want to friend Nikki, her MySpace is myspace.com/Nikki's Remix, and her URL is nikkisremix.com. And that's N-I-K-K-I-S, Remix. Very good people. And she supports the Lesbian Mafia, so we love her. And another person who I adore, very good friend, is Jameson. And I'm a friend and fan, actually. I think I might be his biggest fan. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I have to, I think I would go in the boxing ring, you know, to prove that I was Jameson's biggest fan. And Jameson just did a video blog wearing the Lesbian Mafia t-shirt. And I'll be putting that on my MySpace soon. But he does a live video blog on blogtv.com/people/Jameson, Jamesson. You can also friend Jameson on MySpace at myspace.com/Jameson. And he also does a YouTube blog, Jameson Bean. Jameson's doing a lot of good things. He was the model that was on Janice Dickinson's reality show for her modeling agency. And that was some really good TV. Janice Dickinson's hilarious. She's such a nut, you know. I mean, how do you not laugh at that woman? She's out of her mind. But that was some good TV, and I don't really like reality shows. And he's a writer. He's doing some really good things, too. So, and I absolutely love and adore Jameson. What can I do? I just want to eat him. And so, definitely be on the lookout for Jameson because he's got a good face, you know. He's got, I like his hair. I like his hair. He's got a good face and he's got good hair. I like that. You know what I mean? I like it. And at the end of the show, I will be playing a song for you submitted by Queer Control Records. The artist is 8-Inch Betsy and the name of the song is About Control. So you'll have to wait for the end of the show to hear that, but it's a really cool song, and these guys are great. I love what they're about. Queer Control, they're based in San Francisco, and they're doing some really good things on there. So you can check them out at queercontrol.com, and you can get them on their MySpace at Queer Control Records. I listen to everything. I listen to every genre of music, and I promise you that I will never be playing rap songs talking about hoes. I promise you, I can make that you will never hear those songs on the Lesbian Mafia. I can make that promise. You're not going to hear a rap song where they're talking about slapping around their hoes. However, I am open to every style of music, as long as, it's pleasing to my ear in some way. So I hope that you stay tuned and listen to the show. And at the end of the show, I hope that you listen to the song and that you like it. I hope that you do, because I will only be supporting queer artists. Only supporting. Only the gays. Only the gays. because it's all about the gays here. So it's, we're all about everything gay over in this place over here. Everything gay over here, okay? Everything gay, all in one place. Love you. Enjoy the show.
Left in October, and it's one more week till Halloween. And it's been so long since I trick-or-treated. I think I should. Nah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just think that, you know, don't know who she knows and who it's going to offend. That's all.
You're obnoxious.
That's it.
You're obnoxious.
I'm obnoxious.
I'm eating a Cheez-It party mix.
Is it the 100-calorie one?
No, it's about just the 1,000-calorie one.
Have you had the little 100-calorie packs? They're pretty good.
It's 1,000-calorie, 1,000 fat and carbs. I think this is all carbs.
In a teaspoon, right?
Yeah, my stomach is going to be distended beyond belief. What did you eat?
A red curry chicken with fresh
vegetables. Oh, big deal. Oh, big deal.
And jasmine rice.
Oh, I love jasmine rice.
Vietnamese egg rolls.
I don't care what you ate. I don't care.
Okay.
You should choke. You should choke.
It was really yummy.
You get wild. You get wild, and then you blame it on the other person.
I don't. Are you over it? Are you over it? Are you over it? You want to continue? Because I'll get wild if you want to continue.
You do it all the time.
No. You want to continue?
When you feel yourself...
Do you want to continue? Because it will get blown way out of proportion, and we will fucking start a screaming match. Or I will. And I don't want to.
Are you threatening me? Is this a threat? Because I'll punch you straight in the face.
Oh, my God.
I'll come there and drop kick you right in the teeth.
Okay.
You won't know
Can
what happened.
Can we make up now?
Huh?
Can we make up now?
No, I'm not. You're the one who gets wild. What's to make up? I'm not the one who gets wild. You get wild. So you get hot under the collar, and when you feel like that, then you tell the other person that's what's happening to them.
No, you do that!
You're an instigator.
You're the instigator. You are. Sandy, you're born on March 28th, right? That makes you what?
I'm a March Aries.
Aries. You're an Aries.
Yeah. March is very different. We're like royalty.
Enough said. Enough said. Well, you never like any of my, any of them, blah, blah, blah.
You don't.
Bullshit.
You never liked...
Oh, my God. It's bullshit. Do you want to continue?
I wasn't even going to put the first prank on in the first show because you said, I don't get it, that you thought it was stupid. You never liked any of the prank phone calls. Fronting.
Listen, gangster, I'm not fronting.
Yes, you are. You're a fronter. This is what you are. You're a fronter.
You're a fronter.
You're the fronter.
You're a fronter.
You're the fronter.
Are you done? Are you done?
No, you're the fronter.
Okay, did you call me that just to do this?
To tell you that you're a fronter, yes.
Did I tell you that I've been drinking aloe juice because I'm constipated again?
I thought you said that you were tricking out on juice. I was like, what drugs is she taking?
No.
I thought you were
taking... I haven't taken any drugs in a long time.
How long?
God, it's been months. Yeah, the last time I tripped on acid was a year ago.
Ooh, months.
Ooh. Halloween was the last time I tripped on acid, and that was a year ago.
You tripped on acid a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
You're retarded. What a retard.
I'm going to slip you a fucking tab of acid.
You're a tard.
You're a tard.
Who trips on acid? Who?
Are you fucking recording me?
Yeah. I'll take it out.
Oh, you bitch. I knew it. I knew it because you're fucking antagonizing me.
That's because you're a tard.
You're a tard. You're a fucktard.
You never liked the pranks. You never liked them. How do you feel about swingers?
I ran into like a lot of people when I was working at that store that wanted info. I guess swinging's gotten really big.
Everybody's a swinger.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, there's like real swingers out there that like go to like retreats for the weekend and like really do the swinger thing. Anybody can call themselves a swinger, but there's a real
a whole community and stuff.
Yeah, that take it seriously.
Here's the $64,000 question.
Yes.
What's the difference between a swinger and a slut?
A swinger does it with knowing that, you know, there's an agreement with the other couple. There's a big difference. I had to sit through this stupid thing one time at a sex show. What's a slut to you?
A slut is somebody who'll just basically have sex with anyone, and whoever, you know, if she's moved to do it, she'll do it, and doesn't really care about the consequences, doesn't think about it.
Wrong with that?
And sleeps with basically whoever wants to sleep with her.
And what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with being a slut?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with being a slut with crabs? I don't know.
Okay, but no, there's like a whole code of like rules for swingers that really do it the right way, you know? It's something that the couple agrees on, and, you know, once it's done, it's over. It's just a way of expressing themselves and getting through tough times in a relationship, I think, without having to like resort to cheating. And it's a way of getting their fucking rocks off, I guess. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, so.
Are you a slut or a swinger?
I'm neither a slut nor a swinger.
You're slut.
No, I'm a slut. I'm a slut.
I'm slut nor swinger.
I'm slut nor swinger.
So you're a slut?
If I had to be a slut or a swinger, I would rather be a slut. Without the crabs.
Like, you'd be a lesbian slut?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like sluts.
I don't either.
If a woman sleeps around with a lot of women,
yes.
I get just as turned off as I would as if a man did it, or if a woman did it if I was straight, or whatever.
I wouldn't be able to. I don't know. Maybe it says a lot more that they're a little more open-minded. I don't know. Maybe I'm being ignorant, but I wouldn't be able to share my fucking girlfriend with anybody else. Just no.
If I'm sleeping with you, it's because I'm interested in you. I'm not sleeping with you just because I think you're sexy and I want to get you in bed. I could care less about that type of stuff. I never really was. I mean, I was a lot more hormonal when I was, you know, younger or whatever. But even still, if I was sleeping with that person, it was because I had intentions. I think I had one or two flings that I didn't expect anything. That was just for the sake, you know, it was in the moment. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't understand this swinger thing, but, you know, I wouldn't mind watching it.
Yeah, no.
Do you really think that lesbian relationships, with all of the cultural challenges that we have, there's so much going against a relationship, a lesbian relationship. Do you think that they could really stand that, it could stand that type of pressure of possibly developing a crush on someone? I mean, I don't know. How do you separate sex? How do you just say, I'm only going to have sex with that person and that's it?
I don't understand it. No, I don't either. I mean, I can't just say, oh, it's just sex and then come back to my girlfriend.
Yeah, no, it's never just sex. That's a lie anyway.
No, it's never just sex.
Yeah, that's bullshit. What?
Because you want that person. That person has something that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit.
You want to fulfill it.
Yeah, that's the biggest crock of shit. Oh, it's just sex. It's never just sex.
No. If it's just sex, then you'd be sleeping with some bitch and could just put a fucking bag over her head or some shit like
right.
that. No.
Right. I think that women have...
Not that person.
Yeah. No, I think that you know, we've tried to make this thing where, you know, we can do the same thing that men can do. I think we found that out, that we can't do that. Women do think of sex differently. I think a lot of lesbians try to have that macho attitude. Oh, yeah, I could have sex and, you know, forget about her. And, you know, they try to pretend that they can do this, but it always ends up in a chaotic mess.
It does. It's really hard to be able to maintain a swinger-type relationship on a healthy level. It can be attainable. It's just it has to be something that the both couples agree on, not just one of the couples and the other one just gives in.
I don't get it. I think there's only so much pressure a relationship can take, and you're really playing Russian roulette with your relationship if you're swinging.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand it either. Off the record, I know some sick shit about some lesbian activity that goes on around this country.
Like what?
And just sick fucking shit. Like
what?
Like certain groups of girls, they get together and, like, they'll literally, like, you know, in the middle of the night, take one of the girls, handcuff them, blindfold them, take them into the woods and basically run a train on the girl. It's something that they agree to do. It's something that they agree to. It's like a sick sexual thing that happens in the lesbian community.
How do we get an invite to one of those?
You go to one fest, but you have to know the people that are throwing the invite. I'm totally blacklisting myself right now.
Well, I'll bleep out the name.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, it's basically who you know. There's a whole subculture. There is a subculture in the lesbian community that, like, a lot of these, you know, just, like, girls do not know about. It's not just a listic lesbian and a butch. No. There's so much more out there that people don't know about that really happens in lesbian communities. And it's not like I'm saying it's bad things.
Right.
But, like, sexually, there's people that are very, you know, open. Very. They're doing some sick shit, and I've been invited to it, and I've never gone. I've met people, literally, that, like, who that same night that I've met them have made advances to me. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if they were hot as fuck, I wouldn't do that.
But yeah.
To them, it's normal. To them, it's normal.
I know. That's so creepy to me.
It's creepy!
It's just so creepy.
I got really creeped out. I was like, it'll completely, like, turned off.
That whole lifestyle of everybody sleeping around and this and that. There was this one fling that I had, and I remember going to the GYN with the death grip. You know what the death grip is? When you hold on to the arms of the chair until your knuckles turn white.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the GYN after that fling that I had with this chick. It lasted like a month long, and I was like, I need to go get my ass to the GYN. I knew that much. And I sat there doing the death grip until she came out with my results. And, you know, thank God it was okay. But, I mean, to me, it is not worth it. It is not worth it. And with all the health concerns that I go through, I can't even, if somebody gave me something, they would have to really lock me up. They would have to lock me up if some bitch gave me something at this age.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to lock me up. And to me, it's not worth it to just be so casual about sex. In the moment, you're enjoying yourself, and then God knows what you got. And maybe, you know, AIDS isn't, you know, this mega concern for us. Maybe it's not at the forefront for us. But there's a lot of...
Yeah, but, you know, like, remember a couple of weeks ago I told you I went and I got an HIV test?
Yeah.
Even when I was there, they were talking to me about percentages and, like, the very bottom of the barrel are lesbians. And the guy was like, oh, you've got nothing to worry about. You know, you're probably going to come back negative. And I was like, okay, but you're not reassuring me.
Right.
And even with the doctor, they're telling me, oh, it's a low percentile. You're going to be fine. Don't worry. Because the results took 2 fucking weeks to come in.
Yeah, and that's not really his place to tell you what. He has no idea what your lifestyle is.
Exactly. And then they were negative. But it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter what lifestyle I lead, it's still something that, you know, we should all be aware of.
And it's still scary.
You know?
I'm neither swinger nor slut. All right, you're an instigator and you're a defensive bitch, and all you do is instigate me.
You're a bitch, and you're the instigator, and...
No, you're a bitch.
Hold on.
Okay. How long am I expected to hold? I'm sitting here holding. Who am I? Who am I? I'm nobody? I don't understand. Maybe I'll just, you know, sit here with my thumb up my ass. Like.
Yeah, I heard that.
Who are you to put me on hold?
Who the fuck are you that I can't put you on hold?
You know who I am. You know who I am.
Do you think you shit gold or something?
I
you
do.
Diamonds?
I do, in fact.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all right. You're a bitch, and thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a bitch, too. Love you.
Yeah, thank
Love
you.
Love you, bitch.
Yes.
Well, she said it's cold outside. I said it's October. And when we get to the party, we see someone else is dressed like Jenny McCarthy. And she says, babe, how? I thought that I'd be the one and only how. And she says, baby, let's have a drink and then leave. I mean, oh, I'm pissed. Can't believe someone else wore the same costume. See, like, everyone can do it now.
All right, so you went out.
Yes, I did.
And you had an okay time?
I had a lot of fun. I was doing a little party hopping. Because I think I'm young. I think I'm a young spring chicken. I could party hop. The crowd was nice. There was a lot of girls in their little outfits and their little costumes. They were pilots, and there were the couple was dressed up as the bounty hunters. It was so funny.
Oh, that's really cute with that guy, dog or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they look really cute. The Superwoman was there. There's all types of people in there. It was really cute. The girl that's on the Tila Tequila show, the aggressive girl with the short blonde hair. She was there, and everybody was taking pictures with her.
Oh, you
know. And I just went over to her and I said, "All I know is that you better not sleep with any of those guys. Don't let me down." And she was like, "No way. Are you crazy?" I said, no, I saw you on the show. You told the guy right away that I'm a lesbian. I'm a real lesbian. And I was like, okay, don't let me down.
What's her name?
I don't even remember her name.
Okay, I haven't. I only flipped on Tila Tequila's show for like 1 second, and I was disgusted. But I guess I'm going to have to tune in because apparently there's a lot of lesbians on there.
Yeah, well, the lesbians and the bisexuals and the guys, but it's weird. I don't really think she's a lesbian, but I just think they wanted to make a show and she was willing to do it. And what else did I tell that? I was telling that girl all types of craziness. I said, well, who do you think she's going to end up with? She was like, well, of course she can't really say.
Right.
But she was like, what do you think? I don't know. I said, hopefully she ends up with a lesbian, although I really think she's straight. She said, I didn't really want to wear the fireman outfit, but it was kind of like they wanted me to. And she is really a fireman. Isn't that cool?
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you watched the Tila Tequila show?
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
I think it's just one big goddamn mess.
I think it's retarded.
I think she's a trollop. I'm serious. I think it's just a show, and I just think that they wanted to make something different and exciting that hasn't been done, and she agreed that she would do that.
Yeah, right. I don't even think she's really bisexual.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, no. She's going to end up marrying, like, a 57-year-old CEO.
Yeah, she looks like she's just... Yeah, she just looks dead.
Yeah, she's Tila Tequila.
I would not let her put that dirty tongue on me.
oh yeah, good Lord. But you know,
and then I also said to the girl, I said, are you really there because you really want to be with Tequila? And she goes, what do you think? I said, I think you're there for the show. And she just started laughing. Like, you know, TV and the publicity. And she just started laughing.
You're right, these reality
shows. And I said, but she does have a nice body. She goes, yeah, her body is nice.
She's not unattractive. Tila Tequila is really cute, no?
She's cute, but it's not like, I don't know.
I mean, I guess she's not everybody's type.
She's like, okay. I mean, she's cute, and I like, she really has a nice body, and she has sex appeal. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, something like, you know.
Yeah, she's definitely not everybody's cup of tea, that's for sure.
Right, she's not like, you know, typical, like, you know, like, she's
nice. Yeah, you have to,
I mean,
like.
I guess she won't throw her out of bed, but she just has this dirty look about her. I don't know what it is. Something,
yeah, she looks like, she looks like she needs to get to the GYN and fast.
Something like that.
I think we should book an appointment for her and go on the show, and that we're forcing her to go to the GYN.
Yeah, before she touches anyone. I wonder if they have to, like, do contracts about, like, their health before they go on a show like that.
Yeah, right. That's,
you know, everybody's making out with everybody. Do they make sure people don't have, like, hepatitis or any kind of diseases before they have these shows, and then she's kissing this one and kissing that one like a freaking maniac animal?
That's a very...
I think that's totally gross, but then my friend... my friend, she's not gay. She was, I said, ew, how gross is that? She's kissing the girls and kissing the guys. And she was like, well, what's so bad about that? What, the guys, they're, I said, not bad. It's, I don't know, it's just gross.
Yeah.
She's just making the girls and she's making out with the guys, making out all over the freaking place like a maniac.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's probably got sperm all over her teeth.
Oh, let me tell you, I could not. If I was on that show and the guys came out, once I see her make out with a guy, I'd be done with her. I'll be like, I like you and everything, but we're not going to kiss and make out till.
No. What me and you would do is we would wear our Halloween costumes. I'm the doctor, you're the nurse, and we'd rush in, grab her, assault her, and hold her down and perform a gynecological exam. A gynecological exam.
Something, because I wouldn't want her to touch me. I'd be like, we will not be doing any making out until you get this. Like, you know, you have to go freaking be washed down.
Yeah, these people must be really desperate to be on that show.
Yeah, it's gross. I wouldn't want to be bothered. Yeah. Not that I think that every guy in the world has a disease, but it's just the whole thought of it is just not a turn-on. That she's one minute she's over there kissing with a guy, doing who knows what. Next minute she wants to come over there and freaking try to stick her tongue in my face. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, how about I smack you? How about a smack? How about that?
Right
instead?
In her face. Right in her face, you'll smack her.
All right.
How about many candy bars aren't they moronic? How about two people that get you bags of pennies? Yeah. Thank you, Mike and Ike. Thank you, Candy Corn. Thank you, Smarties.
Yeah, music.
Sing it.
I should go to the, you know, when I pay with the easy passes, you know, the things there. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. Look at me. What the hell is wrong with this chick?
Yeah, you should have it blasting out of your car. This is from Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Chiquitita.
She's going into Barbara's house at 12 midnight.
You're not going anywhere, please. You're really going to stroll up in her house at this time?
I got to give her a basket after everyone leaves. Uh-huh, now we got this going.
The Pampersino, yeah.
How do those kids not laugh?
My girlfriend Betsy was cracking the hell up when I put it on for her.
And they just sit there like not even a peep. I don't even hear.
Because sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ari's in the back with her iPod. Calling her psychic.
So she can't be bothered with you?
No.
All I know is if I was 17 years old and my mother was in the front seat driving, singing Chiquitita, I would think that's very funny.
They do laugh, though, when they're paying attention.
What song is that now?
Don't go risking your emotions. You tired of what? Wait, Sandy. I can't hear at the same time.
I'm tired.
You gotta go tonight.
I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm tired.
And when I put you to sleep, I have school tomorrow morning.
She keeps telling me that her stomach feels hot.
She's sick.
You know, I get scared because of that freaking infection that everybody's dying with. That staph infection.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I know. That's crazy, right?
All right, Sandy.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance on me. I'm from Brooklyn.
I have more videos of Guido's dancing.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I don't know all the words.
I wanna reach with you. You're close to mine. Whatever happens to our love, I wish I understood. Can you hear me, darling? Can you hear me, SOS? I love you, baby.
Oh, God.
She's probably already cleaning up and getting ready to go to sleep.
This freaking... She's probably
going to answer the door in her pajamas. Goodbye.
Bye.
So you just came back?
I feel like I smoked the fucking weed.
I'd want to get the hell out of there, too. Who wants to smell that shit? I don't.
I know. But they're all though. That's the shit.
Right.
I don't do it.
And then who needs the munchies and then you gain 100 pounds?
I could have drove that girl home. I don't even know why. I didn't do it, but...
How old was she?
Driving around. She's older. If it wasn't so late, I could have just walked then. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to go home with my kids.
She was a stoned old lady?
She was a Jewish old woman. Mm-hmm.
A stoned old Jewish lady.
I work at the nursing home. Everybody has to wear the long skirts. I can't. I was like, well, it took me a while to figure out, the reason why she speaks like that is because she's Jewish.
And she's stoned.
I have eggs and candida. Shaving cream is in my hair. Shine my flashlight at people that stare in my direction. Mama, this is happy Halloween to you. Yeah.
Okay, how was your party?
That was the most boring party I've ever been to in my whole entire life.
What did you dress up as?
I was a vampire. I couldn't figure out I was torn between Michael Myers, Jason, whatever. So I just went with a vampire.
Uh-huh.
All in black, face painted white, and a fake teeth and all.
Did you look like Bela Lugosi?
No. I didn't even come close to looking like a vampire, to be honest with you. I just looked like someone that died. I didn't look cool. I hated my costume. And, you know, I thought I could borrow some combat boots from my cousin, Kyle. And he's like, oh, I don't have any. And I had to go with brown furry socks with flip-flops on.
Brown furry socks?
Yeah, brown furry socks. They got my pants covering my flip-flops. Oh, I was so embarrassed. And I come to find out, you know, we went to the little party get-together, whatever. I was dressed, Libby was dressed, Sherry was dressed. Well, anyways, when we get there... Happy to know there was only 10 people at the whole bar dressed up and everybody else was in normal clothing. Talk about embarrassment. I just sat there and I'm like, what the shit is this? This is a Halloween party? I felt embarrassed. Oh my God. It was devastating.
So most of the people weren't dressed up and you felt like
they weren't dressed up at all. I was like, oh no.
Well, at least, you know, you got dressed up and you had some fun, right? Okay. I don't even know if this is recording because it doesn't look like it's recording. I don't know why. Look, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know why I do a podcast because I don't know what the hell I'm doing with this software. I drive myself nuts. And then by the end of the show, by the end of the recording, I look like a lunatic. I look like I'm strung out on coke. I don't know what I'm doing. It's like right now, I don't know if we're recording, so I have a very high level of anxiety. Did you have anything to drink?
Well, my aunt, she like makes some kind of drink, peach schnapps or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I had a little bit of that.
Oh, all right.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, what else? Anything else?
Oh, there's this dude there. He had an inflatable dick costume on.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very disgusting. And Sherry touched his back. She goes, look, I'm stroking his dick. That's Sherry crazy.
That's disgusting. So did you buy any candy though for the kids and the trick or treaters coming, or do you get?
I haven't bought anything. No, I mean I'm hoping I'm gone. I don't want to be here. I want to actually go out and either go to another party or go trick or treating or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know sometimes like there'll be certain groups of kids that come and there'll be like 20 kids that ring the doorbell.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm just like, come on, man.
Oh my God! It's like, okay, go out for the candy.
I mean, you just don't know how much to buy. I mean, I don't mind, but be a little reasonable, you know. Yeah, my grandmother throws pennies at them.
She throws pennies at them.
Yeah, she'll give them pennies.
Oh my God, what kind of treat is that?
You know, and then you see parents, and I just want to look at the parents and say, you know, why aren't you home? You know?
For
Yeah, she's out. She's not answering her doorbell now, is she? Let's say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. Is there, unless you have anything else, you want to say anything else?
I say goodbye to love. No one ever cares if I should live or die.
Just playing a race bat.
Encore, encore.
I say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die.
There you go. Okay, Sandy, you gotta listen to this message. My dad's friend left it, and she's like, irate.
What? All right, play the message.
Okay.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete this message, press 7. To keep saved message, Friday, 4:14 p.m.
How the fucking hell dare you hang up on me, you asshole?
Wait, don't laugh.
To play this message, press 1.
Okay, I won't laugh.
To delete this message, press 7. To keep this message new and
are
go to the next,
yes.
Press pound.
Are you there?
Yes.
To replay this message,
do
press
it again?
1.
Yes.
14 p.m.
How the fucking hell dare you hang up on me, you asshole?
To replay this message.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting where I can't stand? When you go to call a business and you get the freaking computerized operator. Press 1 if you'd like to have extension 313. Press 2 if this is concerning. Well, I hate that. Why can't you just get a human? Why can't you just talk to a person? Why do you have to go...
Right. Press 3, se habla español and Yiddish. Press...
Yep, that's true.
Press 4 for Russian... Jamaican and Swahili. Press 5 for your mama.
Press 6 if you will suck my dick. Please hold.
But like lately there's been these strange languages that I've never heard of that they're adding on. Press 7 if you speak Turkish dialect. Press press 8 for Ebonic slang.
Oh, shizzle, my grizzle.
Right, and then by the time they're finished, it's like, press 317 if you speak, give me a country.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, 317 for French Portuguese, but you grew up in, but you grew up in Argentina.
It's getting that bad.
When you call, oh no, forget it. When I call up Dell, they talk for 7 hours just to say one sentence.
Yeah.
Just to get one thing done with Dell, you have to be on the phone with them for at least an hour. They want an hour each time.
What are they doing? They must be sitting there like Dunkin' Donuts and coffee or something.
Oh, they probably laugh at us. And then, of course, they're like, you know, that's spell your name, Sandy, S-A-N-D-I for India.
Oh,
no, they really do it. They're like D for Delta, I for India. They really do that. So, I hate being on the phone with those pricks. I need to call them because my system keeps doing this thing like it's dumping the memory or something. I don't know. And it
you
shuts down. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why it's doing that. My computer does that from time to time. I wonder if it's like overloaded with stuff. Memory dump.
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, there's no reason why there should be a memory dump on here at all. No reason.
You're cursed when it comes to computers.
God, good Lord. I have no idea. But all right, let's close this off. Thank you, Shelsey. Happy Halloween.
So it is that time again. It's time to wind things down over here. And I hope that this show was enjoyable for you. I had a good time doing it. And I know a lot of you guys go through the trouble to download the show onto your iPod, so I want to thank you very much for that. I am very appreciative of that. And, you know, wherever you are, wherever it is that you may be listening, you might be at work, you might be in the car on your drive home or your drive somewhere, I don't know where you're going. I like to imagine things that you might be doing, but I really don't know what it is that you're doing. But if you are listening at work, tell your boss to eat a dick. I'm really glad to have been in your company at this time, and I'm going to close off with a fantastic song from 8-Inch Betsy, and this is all queer business we're doing over here. So I will talk at you again very soon. Happy Halloween.
I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. As I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.